Santa Fe, bound for San Antonio. Even though it's dark out here, I don't feel alone. Let's drive into the night, into the light. Let's ride.
Side, trying to collide with me. the singers play. How we cheered for more. Crowded, rushed together, trying to keep warm. Still the rain kept pouring, falling on my ears. And I wonder, who'll stop the rain?
Thank you. Hey, this is Chris from Strike the Box. I'm on every other Thursdays from noon to 2 p.m. here on WMFO in Medford. The show is 2 hours of free-form music, where I play just about anything and everything. And like a lot of other DJs on WMFO, I take requests. So if you want to hear it, and if I can find it, I'll put it on the air for you and on the internet. Whatever it is. How many other radio stations will do that for you, huh?
I love it so much. We'll be right back.
WMFO Medford. Good afternoon, everyone. It's a hot one out there. It's full summer conditions, and I hope you're someplace where you're relaxing and have a cool drink and enjoying yourself. If you're at work, I hope you can get to leave soon and do something nice for the evening. They are talking about some thunderstorms and could be some severe ones, so just take some precautions if you're going to be out on the roads. Okay, I'm going to go into some wonderful deep river. We'll listen and then we'll talk about it a little bit afterwards.
Thank you. there's cold sleet and snow.
Down the pallet on
Okay, that's quite fabulous. Deep River is the name of the project, and it's Richard Nelson, the Aardvark Jazz Orchestra, and the soloists, the vocalists on that, are Marcia Gallagher and Timothy Johnson. Mark Harvey is the music director and conductor, and it features some wonderful Arnie Cheatham on alto saxophone and flute, Peter Bloom on alto saxophone and flute, and piccolo Phil Scharf on tenor and saxophone, soprano saxophone and clarinet, and Chris Wachowski on tenor saxophone and also clarinet, Dan Zupan on baritone and baritone saxophone and bass clarinet. Trumpets are Casey Dunbar and Gene Snodgrass and Mark Tipton, and trombones Bob Pilkington, Jay Kaiser, and Jeff Marsenskis, and bass, trombone, and tuba Bill Lowe, Richard Nelson on guitar, John Funkhauser on string bass, and Harry Wellett on drums. My goodness, what a crew. And this is a project based on music from the 1920s and 1930s for American traditional songs. And this particular song, Make Me a Pallet on Your Floor, mostly closely associated with Mississippi John Hurt. This is a wonderful, wonderful CD. It's Anhelotrope Records, and I'll certainly be playing more from this, but this is a great project. So, we're WMFO Medford. I don't know if I said that, but you're listening to The Voice Mobile. I'm your host, Joyce the Voice, on this lovely summer day. And we're going to keep on with some more music.
Thank you.
Okay, another wonderful project. This is Wadada Leo Smith, and this is America's National Parks. Now, I was interested in this because my sister, who I just had lunch with, she and her husband just came back from a motor coach tour through the national parks, and they went to Yellowstone, and she had wonderful pictures. And this particular song is called Yellowstone, the first national park and the spirit of America, the mountains, supervolcano caldera, and its ecosystem, 1872. So some of the liner notes they give rather extensive, but says America's national parks are more than just stunning vistas and majestic landscapes. They are a shared legacy for the American people, a common ground for the country's diverse citizenry. Their history etched in nature, preserved for generations, past, present, and future. They're a social contract dedicated to maintaining our natural resources in the face of a rapidly changing world, and they're a political debate too, debate too often used as bargaining chips in the nation's ongoing argument over the best use of its public lands. Visionary composer and trumpeter Wadada Leo Smith had all of those aspects in mind, both the grandeur and the controversy, when he penned his latest epic collection, America's National Parks. Six movement suite was written for his newly expanded Golden Quintet, exploring, confronting, and questioning the shared natural resources that are considered the most hallowed ground in the U.S. and some that should be. So it goes on, it says he was also, that this music came in time for Smith's 75th birthday in December 2016, and his own research into the national park system, beginning with Yellowstone, the world's first national park, and Ken Burns' 12-hour documentary series, The National Parks, America's Best Idea. So there's a lot more in these liner notes. I'm just trying to see where they give the list of all the artists who are performing in this. The Golden Quintet is Wadada Leo Smith on trumpet, and he is the director of the ensemble. Anthony Davis on piano, Ashley Waters on cello, John Lindbergh on bass, Fironan Akhlaf on drums, and Jesse Gilbert, on he's the video artist. Okay, so they have wonderful photographs of the national parks in this on the liner notes. I'm a fan of liner notes of CDs, just as I was a fan of the beautiful long playing album cover art. So, let me just share some things with you here. There's a Boston Green Fest the weekend of August 11th through 13th. Come celebrate the 10th annual Boston.